Chapter 27. Jesus is Betrayed. I, Ellen White, was shown Jesus when he ate the Passover supper with his disciples. Satan had made Judas think he, Judas, was one of Jesus' true disciples. But Judas's heart had always been sinful. Judas had seen the mighty works Jesus did and had been with Jesus throughout much of his ministry. Judas accepted the strong proof that Jesus was the Messiah. But Judas was greedy and jealous. He loved money. At Simon's feast, Judas angrily complained about the expensive perfume Mary poured on Jesus' feet. Mary loved Jesus. Jesus had forgiven Mary's many sins and had raised her dearly loved brother, Lazarus, from the dead. Mary felt that nothing was too expensive to give Jesus. Mary thought that the more precious the perfume she used, the better she could express her thankfulness to Jesus. Judas found an excuse for his selfish greed. He said that the perfume could have been sold and the money given to the poor. Judas did not care about the poor. He was selfish and took money for himself that was supposed to be given to the poor. Judas never had been much concerned about Jesus' comfort and needs. Judas often tried to excuse his own selfishness by saying that money should be given to the poor. Mary's generous act strongly rebuked the greedy character of Judas. Mary's act prepared the way for Judas to welcome Satan's temptation. The Jewish priests and rulers hated Jesus. But the people crowded around Jesus, listening to his words. The people witnessed Jesus' mighty works. The people were deeply interested. They followed Jesus everywhere, eager to hear his wonderful teachings. Many rulers believed Jesus, but they were afraid to let anyone know. These rulers feared that they might be put out of the synagogue. The priests and rulers decided something must be done to take the people's attention away from Jesus. They were afraid everyone would believe Jesus. The priests and elders were afraid they would lose their positions and influence no matter what they did. They felt they had to kill Jesus or lose their place as leaders. But if they killed Jesus, there still would be people who would testify of his power. Jesus had raised Lazarus from the dead. Large crowds kept coming to see Lazarus, the man whom Jesus had given life. The leaders were afraid that if they killed Jesus, Lazarus would tell about Jesus' mighty power. The leaders determined to kill Lazarus and Jesus. If Lazarus and Jesus were both dead, the excitement would stop. With Jesus and Lazarus both dead, the leaders hoped that once again they would have influence over the people. The leaders hoped the people would again follow the teachings and laws handed down by their fathers. The rulers agreed to take Jesus prisoner when he was alone. The rulers knew that if they took Jesus when he was with a crowd of interested listeners, the listeners would stone them. Judas knew how eager the leaders were to capture Jesus. Judas offered to sell Jesus to the chief priests for a few pieces of silver. Judas's love of money led him to agree to sell his Lord. Satan worked directly through Judas. During the Last Supper, Judas was making plans to sell his Lord. Jesus sorrowfully told his disciples they would turn away from him that very night. Simon Peter said that if all the other disciples should leave Jesus, he would never leave Jesus. Jesus said to Peter, "Simon, Simon, listen. Satan has received permission to test all of you, to separate the good from the bad, as a farmer separates the wheat from the chaff. But I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith will not fail. And when you turn back to me, you must strengthen your brothers." Luke 22, verse 31-32. In the Garden of Gethsemane, I, Ellen White, saw Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane with his disciples. In deep concern, Jesus asked his disciples to watch and pray that they would not give in to temptation. Jesus knew that the faith of the disciples was to be tested and their hopes disappointed. Jesus knew they would need to gain all the strength possible through earnest prayer and careful watching. With strong cries and weeping, Jesus prayed, "Father, if you will, take this cup of suffering away from me. Not my will, however, but your will be done." Luke 22, verse 42. The Son of God prayed in agony. Great drops of blood gathered upon Jesus' face and fell to the ground. Holy angels watched Jesus struggle. Only one angel was given permission to strengthen the Son of God in his agony. There was no joy in heaven. Angels took off their crowns and put away their harps. With deepest interest, the angels silently watched Jesus. The angels wished to be with the Son of God, but the commanding angels would not let them be with him. The commanding angels feared that when the angels saw Jesus betrayed and hurt, they would want to deliver him. The angels must not deliver Jesus because the plan of salvation had to be fulfilled. After praying, Jesus returned to his disciples, but he found them sleeping. In that terrible hour, Jesus did not have the sympathy and prayers of his disciples. Peter, who was so boastful a short time before, was sleeping deeply. Jesus reminded Peter of his boastful statements. Then Jesus asked, "How is it that you three were not able to keep watch with me for even 1 hour?" Matthew 26, verse 40. 3 times the Son of God prayed in agony. Jesus is betrayed. Judas appeared with his group of soldiers. Judas went toward Jesus to greet him in the usual way. The soldiers surrounded Jesus. Jesus showed his divine power as he said, "For whom are you looking? I am he." The soldiers fell backward to the ground. Jesus asked this question so that the people might see his power. Jesus wanted the people taking him prisoner to know that he could save himself from them if he chose. Hope came to the disciples as they saw the men with their sticks and swords fall to the ground so quickly. But the men jumped up and again surrounded Jesus. Peter pulled out his sword and cut off the ear of the high priest's servant. Jesus said to Peter, "Put your sword back in its place. Don't you know that I could call on my Father for help, and at once he would send me more than 12 armies of angels?" Matthew 26, verse 52-53. I, Ellen White, saw that as Jesus spoke, the faces of the angels were filled with hope. The angels wished then and there to surround Jesus and scatter the angry mob. Jesus added, "But in that case, how could the scriptures come true which say that this is what must happen?" Matthew 26, verse 54. The angels and disciples were bitterly disappointed as Jesus allowed himself to be led away by his enemies. The disciples feared for their own lives. Leaving Jesus, the disciples ran away. Jesus was left alone in the middle of the murderous mob of people. Oh, what a victory for Satan! What sadness and sorrow for the angels of God! Many groups of holy angels were sent to watch what was happening. Each group of angels had a tall, commanding angel for its leader. The angels were told to write down every insult and cruel act Jesus suffered. The angels were to write down every pain Jesus felt. When Jesus comes again, the men who joined in this terrible happening will be shown again exactly what they did.